Hi, everyone. Well, today is our Wednesday PBS radio show, Creation Lightship Healing. And the day today is the 14th of February. And let's clear the date for everyone in case you need that cleared. And it goes for the today, and also it will go back to past dates. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That doesn't feel too bad there. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. And here we go. Bringing peace energy to your room. A lot of people have more than one of them up. They have multiple monitors. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wonderful. And if you have a situation happening, we'll clear that from you. So think of that situation going on. It could be a physical problem, maybe a mental problem, emotional problem. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll see if our co-host is here. So are you around, Michelle?
I am. Hello, and welcome, everybody, to Wednesday night, Creation Lightship. The show's live. Yay. And we just got back from a conference, so that was interesting, and we'll be discussing that. And we also have some special calls coming up this weekend, Saturday, and then the next weekend, Saturday. So we'll be discussing those as well. So welcome. And if you want to write in tonight, that would be great. Our email address is clsquestions@yahoo.com. We'd love to have be able to read whatever you have to say. And also, if you want to make it anonymous, you're welcome to write in on the fast chat, which you can access through the front of the website. So, Ron, did you want to say anything about the conference that we had? It was down in Los Angeles, and it was very successful. I don't know if I've ever seen so many people there before.
Yeah, it was very nice. It seemed to go by pretty quickly. A lot of new people. And it was just very nice. The energy was very calming at the expo this time for whatever reason. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Do you have anything to add to that, Michelle? I'm not saying too much, but anyway.
No, it's cool. I think we had a lot of people come who were, you know, within several hours of the area and go to the whole show all weekend. That was really great. I got this really groovy pin with a red pill on it, and it says, take it. I think it's great. So it says, take the red pill. Basically, go ahead, go there, think something different than you've been thinking before, and see where it takes you. It was very interesting. So, you know, the rooms were filled again, I think, with the same type of vendors that they've had in previous years. They always have, you know, really great food, really great supplements, and all sorts of really cool products. But, of course, getting a rejuvenation session in the light chamber is probably the best thing going there, because I don't know if most of those people, or I know our group of people, would be doing as well if, you know, there's just so many people there. But it was just so nice to be able to go in the chamber and get rejuvenated and relaxed for a few minutes. It was really great. So I had a good time. All right. Well, so let's go on to what's going to happen on Saturday, this coming Saturday coming up. So there is the body skeletal tune-up, and both of these sessions are going to go together. So they're $40 for both sessions, which is an amazing price. I highly recommend being on both of these calls. So on the first one, it's going to be February 17th. It's about a two-hour call. Starts at 1 p.m., and that's Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then the session two is going to go on with the next thing that goes after you take care of your bones. You want to take care of your joints, cartilage, ligaments, tendons. And that's going to be February 24th, again, a Saturday, two-hour call, starting at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it is always suggested, of course, that you drink lots of water during this time. It was written on here to prepare your bottles ahead of time. And it says 5 bottles of drinking water because healing light codes will be infused into these bottles specifically for your needs. So, Ron, did you want to talk about that and what else you were wanting with the water bottles? Is it any size water?
Well, it'll be for the call, so you may want to get, maybe 10, 16 ounces. It'll be used as you are on the call. It's not going to be weekly water, so it'll just last for the day of the call. And it will have light codes in it to help you.
Okay. Good. Well, I gather that because it is bones, that will include our bone marrow and everything involved with our bones. So this is going to be a fantastic call. I'm definitely looking forward to it. And let's see here. Somebody did write in, and they mentioned it as well. It says, go back. I think it's this one. Okay, this is a little bit of adjustment, but they do mention their spine. So it says, I have the advanced timeline parallel crash, and they're wondering, how do I go about crashing anger, and what do you select in the non-emotional box and in the incident box? So just before you answer that, I will repeat it, but it says, I am currently listening to the Sunday Night Archives show for January 7th, 2018, and you crashed anger. My spine felt so good. Every morning, Ron, my whole skeletal bones are out of alignment, and I have to constantly readjust my pelvis and spine. It is no fun. So I think they're hoping that if they crash anger, that things will stay in place.
Well, that's unusual. The first question is, since you notice that anger could be causing your problem, have you done the whole lifetime anger clearing? That's where you would go first to get stuff released from internally, okay? The timeline crashes are external energies. So like I always mention, if you sense something going on, look for the internal first, and the internal would be your energetic invisible bodies. So you have your emotional, and these are the whole lifetime clearings. So, we have the anger naturally. You're talking about that. You have fear, trauma, mental, emotional, sensory, empathic, and there's other ones too, pain. So you would want to do that for you if you're having a situation that you can identify with a whole lifetime clearing. So saying it differently, if you notice that you have a situation going on and you can pinpoint the name of it or what type of clearing it is, that you could be using, see if we have a whole lifetime clearing for that. And if we don't, then you can use a special clearing. Another way to look at it would be to get on and do the self-empowerment clearing, because there's many different types on there. They're not necessarily listed as a whole lifetime clearing, but it's just issues. So what I would do first, if you have a back condition and you know it's related, maybe to the anger situation or a trauma or something, then by all means, you need to go in first and do your whole lifetime clearing on that. And then from there, do timeline crashes. So that's how I would go into the clearing. Doing timeline crashes is something that's happening externally to you, but it's probably already manifested since it's in your body as an internal problem. And the external could be moving it or helping it along its way, but you need to get to the source of it, which would be the whole lifetime clearings. So does that sound okay to you, Michelle? You want to add anything?
Yeah, that's pretty much, I believe that you've mentioned that before you bother doing the timeline crashes, you want to disconnect from having that emotion or feeling in your entire body. So doing the anger crash, if you know that that works for you, would be important to do first. And then go ahead and do the timeline crashes. And then hopefully it will stay in place, but I'm sure this Saturday's call will also help for that, since it is specifically in your bones and stuff like that.
Yeah, so the Saturday call, there's two calls, which you may understand, and it's one price for both, which is $40. So we just added them both together because, you need actually both of those, and that'll be back-to-back weekend starting this Saturday. And from there, you could be absentee on one or the other of them or both. Once you pay for the clearing, then it's your option to be on the call. If you're not on the call, then you default automatically to an absentee person. So the first one is skeleton, and the second one is ligaments, tendons, cartilage. So back to you.
Oh, goodness. I'm so glad. So somebody was mentioning something to me the other day, and they said the IT band, I believe it's around the knee, that it was not feeling good for them. I should probably look it up, but I think it's a ligament. And so I'm hoping that that will be covered on the call and that they are able to make the call. Okay, so
You could send me emails if you wish during the call if there's something that you might want to work on, but typically you'll be having personal time throughout the call to add something in case you have a certain situation going on. So when you're on the call, just request it as we're doing different energies. And we'll see how the call is. I have right now no clue what the call is going to be about. I know it's going to be about the scallops, and I won't know until I actually start the call in the moment to what we're going to be doing. So I have nothing in front of me right now or probably even before the call for notes. I know I want to work with bone marrow, and I want to work with your bone density and, making the bones healthy, whatever that would be. So back to you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to move on to a couple of questions here. So this one says, is the skin aura clearing? They're just wondering a couple things about it. It says it's not online, but we know that. So what you have to do is pay a $200 donation and then send the email to creationlightchip@yahoo.com, which is Ron's personal email, and say, hey, this donation was for the skin aura clearing. And he will send you back the code. And then they're also wondering, what are the prerequisites for that particular healing?
Well, the skin aura clearing, I believe that's the timeline crashing. And that's the hopped-up version with many options for timeline crashing. Do you have that in front of you, Michelle? I'm just wondering.
You know what? I'm going to pull it up, and then we'll be able to take a look at it. So.
Because that one was created with a lot of drop-down or radio buttons to go into different locations for timeline crashing.
It does. Okay, so you put your name, and then it has a list of where you want to be worked on, and then it also has a custom input that you can put in whatever body part you'd like. So it starts out with head, neck, shoulders, arms, chest, stomach, intestines, hips, feet. And then there's a very interesting section. It says, I think these are different aspects. So it says relationships or cordings with others, relationships or cordings with objects or things, addictions and patterns, dislikes and judgment, talking, hearing, smelling, time, thoughts, vision, things that you see, and energy imitating a person, energy imitating an object. Did you want to explain any of those at all, Ron?
Boy, it's I think it's kind of self-explanatory, What was the last one there? It was an object impersonating.
Energy imitating an object.
So that would be something that would be invisible to you in a sense, and it's there. So let's just say that, for instance, and you can all relate to this here, maybe you had a tree growing in the front of your house, or just, you knew of this tree that was there for years and years, and then all of a sudden, for some reason, it had to get removed for whatever reason. Well, that energy of the tree is still there, and that energy of the tree wouldn't be a negative thing, but you could still sense it. And it's sort of like, you probably have, going slightly sideways here, we had a cat that is no longer with us, and it left, a few months ago. And so I still feel the cat when I go outside. It's kind of around my feet following me. It used to kind of trip me up at times, and so sometimes I can feel it between my feet as I'm walking. And also, like if I lay down to work on a car, changing oil, etc., it used to always come up beside me and lay down next to me and start to purr. And so last time I did that before the expo here, sure enough, it came right up to me. You could almost feel its presence there. So it's just hanging out, enjoying to be with me. So that energy is still there. So you may actually feel that yourself. And so it's energies that are invisible that you can't see that do exist. And whether it's a hologram that's maybe not solid, but it can actually display, like a life force energy that you can pick up, even though you can't physically see something. So that's one of the clearings that we have for the timeline crashing on that particular, radio button. Now, the negative aspect of that would be like if you were to see something that is kind of distressful. Let's just say that for some reason you're digging in your backyard and you dig up a skeleton of something. Hopefully it's not a person. And you see that, and you go, oh, boy, and it probably freaks you out a little bit. And now that's imprinted on, your psyche, we'll say. And as you see that, you may start to feel trauma that we'll just say it's an animal that died years and years ago. And you're sensing the energy there. And maybe when you walk around it, it's there. And, you need to get it off of that timeline that's affecting you here. So you do a timeline crash on it. So hopefully that sort of helped you a little bit there. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, so then the next thing to do with this is, so those are all just choosing the different things you want worked on, but then there's all these different steps of kinds of energies to pull from that, I believe. So it starts with removal of skin connection points, and then the second one is removal of pore connection points, so your pores, and then step three is removal of bodily fluid connection points, and then removal of programs, removal of backup programs, removal of orbs, removal of alien parasites, removal of alien implants, removal of entities, and then removal of internal tunnels, and that one feels very amazing. And then healing of insides and skin, and then step 12 is your spirit infusion. And then step 14 is comforting and soothing energy from whichever light being you choose, but I believe now the only ones that are working are the male light beings. So it's very interesting. Do you want to explain some of those?
Well, I think I'll do the tunnel inside of you. So maybe this is the I won't say the alien highway, but we could call it, you know, we do the calls on Sundays where we release the parasitic life forms. So they do have a tunnel system in you to move around. So I'm going to release a tunnel that could maybe affect your digestive system. And maybe you have a problem swallowing. So let's just see if the aliens are taking up space between your mouth and your stomach there on a tunnel that's coexists, you know, with you, where the food would go. So here we go. Let's take this alien tunnel out of you, and if anybody has a reaction to this here, it should be a good one, unless you are, you know, trying to throw up a furball or something, which can happen. So here we go, releasing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, there we go. That's released. And I'll do one now that some people have maybe like a backache, or they get a side ache for no reason at all, not knowing why it's there. Especially like a side ache, it'll appear out of nowhere. Maybe the aliens are, trying to do something, and that tunnel expands out, and it's an energetic tunnel, and it affects your body, giving you a pain. So here we go. Could be your left or right side. So releasing that tunnel from you. 1, 2, and the alien little replicas or whatever's in there, these critters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Boy, it's a lot of energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go. That got released. I'm going to do sinuses now. So here we go. Releasing energy from your sinuses, these invisible tunnels. So here we go. I'll just use the word stronger. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Michelle, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. Thank you. Yeah, especially with the sinuses. So that's fantastic. Thank you. Yeah, I love that removal of internal tunnels. So funny, we have all these spaces in our body, right? So... okay, it is difficult maybe to explain unless you completely understood what Ron just said, but, you know, I did this clearing, and I think it's amazing. I think I did all the aspects at one time, too, but looking at it again, I'm going to probably start doing it again, because it's always good to do it more than once. Is that right, Ron? This one you can do if you feel you feel you need it?
Yeah, and the clearing is unlimited, too. So once you buy it, you don't have to repurchase it to go back into it again.
Okay. Now, are there prerequisites to get this clearing?
Boy, not that I know of. You'd probably want to have your feet wet on the regular timeline crashes.
Okay.
And naturally, all the clearings, you should normally have, emotional and mental and fear clearing. Those are the main three that people live in here. So, you need to do those only because those energies are blocking you a whole bunch. And some people look at the website and they think they have, they zeroed it down to a different clearing that they believe their problem is in, but you need to get those three first done and then look at what you may want to do next, and do an evaluation of, what clearing you want to have. But those three are very, very important, the emotional, mental, and fear. So back to you.
Okay, and I believe the latest was that the person did say, oh, I'm sorry, this is about anger. So what we were discussing earlier, they have already done their whole life anger clearing. So then if that's all done, I think your next thing would be to do the timeline crash about it. So, and, you know, I guess since you're not sure exactly when that started, you might want to do it for quite a bit of time.
Yeah, I remember the anger clearing could have different types of anger in there. So the anger that you're experiencing may just be one little facet of anger, and you could have anger from something else entirely different. So, which could put you into another clearing. So it could be like a stepping stone. So back to you.
What different types of anger could a person have?
Oops, you're kind of cut out there. What's that again?
What different types of anger could a person have?
Well, you could have anger because you're in pain. You could have anger, that's pain from something, a bruise. You could get headaches all the time and you're angry. You could have a problem with maybe some type of body function that you were fine before and now you're not. You're looking at looking at your life and maybe you somehow were a jogger and you loved to jog. You know, that was your passion, and you didn't realize that concrete and asphalt could hurt your legs, and now you're older. You know, maybe you're, let's just say, 50 to 80, and we'll say, and your knees aren't working too well, and you look back and you go, geez, why did I jog, to ruin my legs? And now every day you get up and your legs hurt, and your knees hurt, so that could be something related to the anger, but you may not even think about that. Remember, when you tap into these energetic bodies, they're containing anger, we'll say, for instance, from everything about anger. And you may only be relating to one of those things, and yet the whole package is flying at you. So you could have anger from maybe 20 different directions, but you're only thinking you have it from one. And so, saying that differently, when you get angry, you think it's from one thing, but really it's from many other, facets of the anger and in different directions coming to you. So you may want to then narrow it down and try to figure out if there is another energetic body that you're using and it's kind of overlapping into the anger. So that's why I mentioned pain. So you could have anger for your knees not working and what you did in the past. So you're beating yourself up because you did this to yourself, but really, it could be something else going on. Maybe your parents, because you ran good as a young child, maybe in the second, third grade, said that they want you to be on the track team in school when you get older. So they're preparing you for that. And you have all this rage and anger toward your parents that you don't really realize because they forced you into something which you didn't think you had any free will to say no, but they wanted to root you on, in the school, maybe elementary school and junior high and high school, because you're on the track team and you're running. And now you look back upon your life and you go, why did I do that? Well, because my parents kind of prompted me to do this. And, my ego felt great because I was really good and I, won the different events, but now you're suffering from something that you did that really shouldn't have been done. So you have all this stuff going sideways and you're touching upon different issues and, you don't know which one is really it. So, you're focusing on one of them, but there might be something else that would solve your problem completely. It's like, the person, I think, with the anger waking up because we did a clearing on timelines, and their baths out every day. Well, what would that be, Are you in the beyondo on a timeline where you're hurting your back each night and you're waking up with a condition on your back? What's going on there? So you need to look at that because it may not be anger. You might be angry because you have it, but it might be something else going on. So you do want to investigate that. And sometimes, like I say, doing that special clearing, which we have, which is the self-empowerment one with all these different issues on it could maybe give you a clue, so you may feel some relief on one of those. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, a lot of you were explaining, I believe it's otherwise known also as frustration, and people often put anger and frustration together. So I'm not sure where the line is drawn, but it's like you become angry at yourself or the situation, or frustrated at yourself or the situation. So they could definitely go together. Lots of different angles. Okay, thank you for explaining that. That was really cool. Okay, well, we don't talk about this one too much, and I realize there might be some newbies on, but I'm going to read this one. It says a 4-in-1 testimony. So the 4-in-1 is a particular clearing that you do with Ron while he's on the phone with you. Now, he hasn't had time to do these for a while, but every now and then we have a testimony come in, so I'd like to read it. And if you're interested in doing that, then we can discuss that later, or I believe it is also discussed on previous shows. So this one says, so grateful to receive the 4-in-1 clearing and had massive connections to my home base and twin flame. I felt completely at peace and safe and no longer looking for a romantic partner. My twin flame is the shape of a white owl. My mom collected owls and knickknacks all her life, and a real owl landed on the hood of my car and spread its wings out and stared at me through my windshield. Wow. My home base is inside a Merkaba, a symbol I have studied for years, and it felt so familiar and I know is a transport energy. This is a high-tech spiritual symbol, and during the 4-in-1, I saw how it created out of the heart space at the speed of source light. I saw much more happening. Yeah, almost too much to share here. Thank you so much, Ron. It was worth the wait. Wow.
Yeah, that's very cool. So thank you for writing that.
Oh, you know, it's interesting because this person has been writing for quite a long time, and even her email address has the word Merkaba in it. So that's fascinating that they say their home base is inside of a Merkaba. Like, you can't make that up. You know? I love it. Truth is stranger than fiction. That's awesome. Okay, so thank you, listener, for writing in. That's fantastic. Okay, now let's see here. We have somebody wondering about the month bundle. How do I pay for the month bundle? And I believe they're talking about the $10.
Just hit the donate button and then use the bundle. And the bundle will last for the end of the month. Remember, the bundles, the energy of the bundles are month to month. So whenever you choose to enter into that, you can. And it'll be $10 for the month that you choose to go in to the clearings. So back to you.
Okay, so this next one's rather interesting. It says, inner child, do you have anything for the inner child, the one that wants its own way, even as a mature, middle-aged person? The inner child that gets upset if not getting its own way, the inner child, it is said, will sabotage you if you are not giving it any attention.
Well, that's a good one. I don't have any inner child clearings that I can recall.
I think that would be emotional.
So, I guess the question is, which I don't know, have you done any clearings that we specify? You know, we do have a list there of recommended ones. Have you done any of those? So like I said, sometimes people look at the website and they know they have a condition of something or a problem, and they finally find one that, a clearing that may match up to what their, condition is. But, you need to do those initial clearings first. So if you first have done the first three clearings that I recommend, emotional, whole life, mental, whole life, and fear, whole life, then you may want to go on to the drop-down box on the left-hand side where it says recommended, you know, healings or clearings, and see what's in there after that and see if maybe one of those might help you out. Because typically some of the clearings may just get rid of that inner child because it might be some type of internal entity with you that wants something. You never know. Maybe Uncle Harry came into you. And maybe it's you're a female and you have Uncle Harry with you, and Uncle Harry, you know, likes going out smoking a cigar and doing weird things. Maybe he likes going out and you know, doing weird things. Or you could have a little child in you. Maybe one of your great ancestors died at 5 years of age, and you know how younger children are. They want to have something, and they want it now, and you have that with you. So it could be an internal entity that's coming in. So it sounds like the inner child is another part of you, because your spirit is not that. So let's say you have some type of internal entity or tag-along or something. So it could be an entity or maybe an emotional body from one of your ancestors. So back to you.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be a possibility. Very interesting. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, nasal barcode. Okay, nasal barcode date clearing. When we clear the date for the following day before we go to bed at night, do we include the year?
Oh, yeah, of course you have to include the year, yeah. Because you're, you know, otherwise you're just clearing that date going, you know, in the past. And it really wouldn't be, to me, that useful, because you got to be specific as far as what you're clearing. You know, so I would put the date in if it's anything that's current, where you're clearing a date. It's like when we do the beginning of each show, we typically clear the date, and I always include the year on that. Otherwise, it's going all over the place, and it could still help, but I would definitely put the date in. So back to you.
Okay, good to know. I'm actually setting that up right now. Okay. All right, let's see what else we have in here. Okay. Okay, let's see. This is somebody talking about kind of how life used to be for them before Creation Lightship. Okay, it says, after hearing Ron say that if you have received attunement, you have a lot of dark on you. Well, I did it, received, and gave, and became a certified Reiki master and developed a master attunement class of my own. Oh, boy. For over 30 years, now I know why it has been a year and many, many whole life clearings and seven-hour calls, special calls, century clearings, and now mental barcodes to start to feel clear of what I thought was source light and unaware it was light of the darkness. I am 100% doing daily dark side practitioner clearings and as many people, places, times, and things and events as I can recall on the natal clearing and the new earth transport. Anything else that might help a recovering new ager?
Well, just the mind to heart drop, be here now is, you know, what I'd highly recommend. And let's see. You know, you would need to do timeline crashes on possibly the different attunements that you had in your Reiki schooling. So I think there are different levels of that, if not mistaken. And also, by all means, do you want to clear, if they had different words for different symbols, so whatever those words would be and what the symbols look like. I can't you know, you'd have to just identify the symbol probably with the word. But you have two things going on. You got the word. Remember, you have spelling, right? And when you learn how to spell in school, you know how to give spells because you know the spelling of the words that you're using to commit spells with. And so you don't want to do any spells on anybody. That's what words do. So you have the word, and you also have the symbol, and those both need to be cleared out of you. And that's probably the best thing that I could say to do right now. You want to release cords from people that you have connected yourself to, or they connected to you because you were the instructor. So you want to release them from you as much as you can. So hopefully that could help you. Remember, everything here is, cording, energetic cording somehow. And then also the bottom line of life, of living, the very negative part of that is depression. So whenever you do anything or live your life, the very bottom thing of losing hope is depression. So you may want to do a depression clearing on it. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, and then I know we all know that's also part of the death barcode clearing of the unlimited version. Okay, so the next question here, can I have two tabs up and running on the on-planet and off-planet transmissions for the location space clearing?
Well, that's the first time I've asked that. I think that would be okay if you have the same situation going on. So yes, I think you could do that. So I think we're talking about the clone planet, cloned Earth clearing of being and then the one that's here. So yeah, I think you could do that. What do we have? Clone bodies, cloned Earth, and then we have I think we probably have clone planets living on those too. So if that's what the question is, yeah, I don't see why you couldn't do them side by side.
Okay.
And those are actually the timeline crashes that was first put on the website a long time ago. So back to you.
Okay, great. And then when the next question is about the mental barcode. Somebody has it, but now they realize that they have many to do, and they're wondering, should they get the unlimited upgrade to complete many more?
No. Let's say that you send me an email and you say, Ron, how many mental barcodes do I have? And I say, send you an email back. Well, you have 250 of these, which is not uncommon, okay? I'd say if you're under 100, you're doing very well. And people who think a lot will have much, much, much more, especially people who are curious, okay? So we'll just we'll divide it off here and say, if you're an internet surfer and you enjoy looking for data, you will probably have much, much more than somebody who doesn't go on the internet a lot to find information. So from there, I give you like the 250 number. You don't need the unlimited to do 250 of these. That's your first time into the clearing. Now, we'll say that you get that cleared off, and it will take a little bit of time. You could probably do 10 windows at once and just see how that works for you. And you get that completed, and on down the road, maybe in 3 or 4 months, we'll say you send me an email and say, Ron, do I have any more of these? And I say, oh, looks like you collected 15. So that at that point, you would go in and buy the unlimited version. Now you could have none, so you don't need it. So it's only used for the second time that you get the information from me, because they added more on to you. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. All right. This one says, having been a researcher of body-mind-spirit connections for over 30 years, I many times had hope when new discoveries were unveiled and when the disclosures of what had been hidden from us as far as healing came out. Now that CLS information has revealed all those years of research were mind controls from aliens, what would be hopeful about CLS info for CLS followers on 2018?
Don't know how to really answer that one. Just that things change in the moment all the time. And nothing is set in stone. And it's hard to say, what's happening. You know, you do have the new Earth energy that you can visit. And that takes you out of that system. So if you're looking at, different pathways, down the rat hole, and they go different directions, we may have clearings for those in a sense for different things happening to you. But, just try to stay in the present moment. And if something comes down the pike where we have to do a special clearing for situations, then that will occur. Can you reintegrate or talk about that? What was stated so I can see if I answered this correctly? Because I may have missed something there.
No, you were correct. Hold on just a second. Let me take a look at it again. It basically, I think that it would help to get it says hope and to do the hope clearing. But, sorry, but most mind-body connection informational programs or whatever are some form of mind control. I guess what can you do about, creation light ship? I'm not really sure of the question. What would be hopeful about CLS info for creation light ship followers? Well,
what's hopeful is, when I was doing the lectures and workshop that I had, and two workshops and two lectures, the information is there. And I'm telling you where you are in the soup bowl and that you are in the soup bowl. And a lot of people may not like what I'm saying, but that's where you are and you can relate to it. So the website has clearings to self-empower you to release yourself from these. So that's about what I could say. On the my last lecture, which was Sunday, we had... I think I probably had, at least 20 people or so standing, and I had to bring some of them up to the front, and they were still standing in the back of the room, so they came to it to get information, and I don't think very many people left, so and making them real was incredible. So once you understand that there is hope and that you can be made real, and you hear all this stuff, and you start connecting the dots to it, and to a new person, it could be, definitely overwhelming, but, it's overwhelming to everybody at first. And it's even overwhelming to me, it's oddly enough, the website clearings, almost all of them, were put up when the website first got put up. And that's a long time ago. So you can see, how creative it was to get that information to have it work over the last, 10 years or more. So as you look at it, it's quite something. At least to me it is, we got this clearing for this year. And it finally came forward, and we can use this one now. So the most recent one that we're doing is, the timeline crashing. And so if you're overwhelmed with something, just look at it, and you may want to do timeline crashing to release you out of that situation, especially if you have a physical problem. And, making the people real was quite something. And, I mentioned to them that you're going to typically, have less pain in your body, or your condition may have left you when you were a cloned replica, or even a clone that was sitting there. and I made them all real, and that went away. So, you know, that's the hopefulness that you have, is that, wow, I can become real and eliminate maybe, you know, a lot of my back pain that I have just by being real. So that's the whole thing, and the clearings help you out a bunch, you know, to do that. But at the expo, I do this very quickly, and it's not that it's quick and fast. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, but, you know, it's quite something to watch people and to feel the energy in the room just skyrocket, and the room gets warm, and the people are three-dimensional when I look at them instead of talking to mannequins and, you know, with no life force energy hardly. And then you get done, and they look at each other, and they're all happy and smiley, and they start catching on. Wow, it's nice to be real. Maybe there's something going on here, you know? Because who I was, you know, just before this was not me. And now it's me, and, you know, I want to stay me. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, so very good. All right, so let's see here. A couple people did write in, and I'm sorry, but I'm just getting those now, about listening to the calls while at the conference. So I believe we'll address that for the next conference. And in case people want to make plans, there is another conference coming up. This one will be in New York. And the dates, just going to get those for you so you can make your plans, are going to be March 16th, 17th, and 18th. And it's going to be at the Hotel New Yorker. I believe it's a Wyndham property. And it's called the New Life Expo if you want to look it up online and get your tickets ahead of time. So if you can make it, that would be great. We'll always have the chamber there. So we'll hope to see you there.
Yep, and then it's San Mateo. Next month, at the end of the month, is San Mateo in April.
Okay, yep. And then there's San Mateo in April. Okay. So that it's basically Northern California, and it's actually just south of San Francisco, so you can fly into the San Francisco airport and go right there. And many people stay at there's very few hotels around there, but there's the Sofitel, there's a couple others, the Red Roof Inn, and then it's at the San Mateo Conference Center, and that is a really nice conference. People really enjoy that one. You get a lot of time to speak with Ron because it's not as busy or bustling as maybe the L.A. one, and we always seem to have a fairly decent-sized space, so it's very pleasant. People really like that one. So if anybody wants to go, you might want to make your plans now to get a good price on your plane ticket or your hotel room. Okay, so I'm just checking to see if we have any new emails. Okay. Now, I believe this needs to be put to you separately, but someone's asking about the death barcode removal. So I'm going to forward that to you, Ron, and it's basically asking, you know, for the different numbers that we were told for different specific clearings, our house, our car, our body, our mind of the body, if those numbers are still correct, and if they were cleared. So hopefully they were cleared for you. But that's exactly what to do is ask Ron, and he'll let you know.
Yeah, if you did the clearing, you don't need to ask me if it was cleared, because the clearings always work. So you may want to ask me, say, Ron, I just did 75 mind of the body clearings. And to do that, you need to get the unlimited death barcode, okay? It's not available on the single purchase of that. So you need to get the single purchase to do your regular death barcodes on you. And then the option will give you, you know, your other options. And one of those would be, you know, one is fear, I think one is depression and one is stress. And then the mind of the body, like if I said you had 200 of those and you cleared those, then it's done. You don't need to ask if it worked, you know. But then you could say, I did 200 of these. Ron, I did these a month ago. Do I have any more added to me? And then I can look and check, you know. So that's the way I work with it. If I don't have what you have done from the past, I'm not going to answer your email because it's too confusing, because I'm looking at the past then plus the present. And I could say that you have 200 of them because I'm reading the past that you've already cleared. So I need to know what you have done. So that's the way I'm going to be responding to the emails from now on. So if you don't tell me what you've done in the past, I'm just not going to answer it, because I need to know what you have done. And if you did anything at all, it always works. So don't question it, because you could be on timelines now bringing it back to yourself. Remember, when you do a clearing, walk over while you're Renee. Don't go into that consciousness in the past. Because if you say, did I get you, they get all these completed, very possibly they're put back on you again. So don't look at it as if you did it. You're wondering if it worked. So back to you.
Okay, great. So we're basically just going to be asking, trust that the ones that you said to clear, we cleared and they're good. And in the future, you're going to be asking, hey, do I have any more put on me, any new ones?
It's not necessarily trust, even. It's knowing that it's done. So you know that it's done once you're completed. So, it's gone. Otherwise, you're going to be bringing it back into your reality, because your self-doubts are going to infect you over again. You don't want to do that. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, good. Okay. I was just responding to a particular email. Okay. All right. So this one says, I missed the name of the clearing that Ron was discussing within the first 12 minutes of today's BBS show, and that was today, so 2/14/2018, taking care of the tunnels in the body. The clearing has many parts. The name of that clearing is the Skin Auric Field Clearing. So skin, and then the word auric, A-U-R-I-C. But it's not listed on the website. So if you want to do that particular clearing, and I definitely suggest it, what you do is you do a $200 donation to Ron, and then when you get the confirmation email sent to you, you email that email to Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and then you say, hey, Ron, this $200 is to do the skin auric field clearing, and he will send you those codes, and it's unlimited usage for that one. So skin auric field clearing has many different aspects to it, okay?
Yeah, so that's the unlimited timeline crash. So first get your feet on the regular timeline crash, so get your feet wet, so you know how it works, and that's $30 a month, I believe. And then from there, maybe it's $60 a month, I can't recall, but get your feet wet on it, and then purchase that one next. So that you know how it's going to work, and then you can do much more with the timeline crashing. And just send the receipt over, you know, your PayPal receipt, and state that you want to have that clearing. So back to you.
Okay, so this is about what we were discussing earlier. It says, many books have been written about the inner child. Ron, the inner child is often worked on for self-empowering, self-growth, and spiritual classes.
Yeah, you know, that's just one of those things. But, you know, it's something that's inside of you that really probably shouldn't be there. Remember, you're fracturing out and dividing out your consciousness into something else. You shouldn't have many voices inside of you wanting to have something done. So I would look at all that information and just, divorce yourself from it. typically, you know, it definitely can be valid, but just get rid of it and just know that your being who you are is complete. And if you have something that you're missing or something that's bothering you, well, then find out what clearing it is to help you get rid of what you think your problem is or what's coming into you. It could be an entity coming in wanting something, you know, and, you know, maybe we'll say your inner child wants to be a millionaire, you know, to get lots of money because you saw things on TV as a child. And, you know, now you're older and, you know, that's not happening, so you're pouting because the money's not coming into your mailbox every day. Well, you know, your inner child wants that, but that's not the reality that you're living in. So get back to where you are, get self-empowered, and get yourself rebooted into a consciousness that you can live with. Otherwise, you're always looking outside of yourself for something to help you. The website is not designed for you to look outside of yourself. It's for you to become integrated and fully, you know, in control of who you are, to give you the energy to release the stuff that's bothering you so you have more spirit energy. Remember, the whole goal is to get more spirit energy in your body to assist and help you. That's the bottom line. Anything external to you that you think you can bring in from the beyond, though, is darkness. Because you have a spirit that was created by the light, and that's all that you need. But you got to find it and uncover it and release what's preventing it from helping you, and which is all the addictions and things and situations, the thoughts of your ancestors, their control mediums and everything else. So, and what you've learned in this lifetime. So after you've done a few clearings, I'd highly recommend doing the IQ and education clearing probably once a month. So maybe you're a newbie listening and, you know, you need to get a few of those clearings under your belt first and feel good about yourself. And maybe in a couple of months, we'll say, maybe after doing, a few of the maybe conference calls, we'll say, and maybe you do four other clearings, four whole lifetime clearings. Maybe you do the self-empowerment one. You know, when you're feeling pretty good, then start doing the IQ clearing and the education. And those clearings will help you with the ones that you previously had and give you a little more energy. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Are we out of time? It's a few minutes past the new hour.
Yeah, it looks like we're about to closing in here, so.
And
I guess I'll do the mind of heart drop then. So here we go, everybody. This you do out loud. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. And have a wonderful evening. We'll see you later. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everyone.